From Tidbits on January 13th, 2014, this is Solving Google Docs Sharing Frustrations by Josh Centers. Life was so much simpler when I had only one email address. Now I have three, one for managing online accounts, another for personal correspondence, and a Tidbits email alias for work email. The email itself isn't difficult to manage, but it's a pain when a Tidbits contributor shares a Google Docs hosted article draft with me via my Tidbits email alias, which isn't a Google account. And I get the dreaded "you need permission" error, preventing me from accessing the document. Fortunately, there's an easy way to associate multiple email addresses with your Google account. And once that's done, documents can be shared with any associated address. Visit the email and phone settings page for your Google account. And then, under Other Emails, click the Edit link. That takes you to the Manage Account Information page, with a text field at the bottom in which you can enter an alternate email address. Input an address, click Save, and Google sends a verification email message to that address. After you click the link in that message, that email address will be associated with your Google account, and will work when someone shares a Google Doc with it. Should you wish to remove an associated email address, return to the Manage Account Information page and click the X to the left of the email address you want to delete. Unfortunately, an email address can be associated with only one Google account at a time. Since every Gmail address maps directly to a Google account, you can't associate a Gmail address with another Google account. And, as with Apple IDs, there is currently no way to merge Google accounts. This method of associating alternate email addresses with your primary Google account removes some of the annoyance from using multiple email accounts. But there are other minor benefits as well. For instance, you can sign into Google services using the alternate email address. And they can also be used to recover your password in an emergency. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.